As I come in the yachin' dune, just a wee bit frae the toon, frae the Hielands I was born to view the hawks of Cromdale. I met a man in tartan trews and speared at him, what was the news? Says he, the Hieland army roused that are they come to Cromdale. We were in bed, sir, everyone, when the English host upon us came. A bloody battle then began upon the hawks of Cromdale. The English horse, they were so rude, they bathed their hooves in Hieland blood. But every lance of all these stood upon the hawks of Cromdale. But alas, we could no longer stay, in all the hills we come away. Sir, we did lament the day that e'er we come to Cromdale. Thus the great Montrose did say, "Hieland man, show me the way, and I will over the hills this day, and I'll view the hawks of Cromdale." Oh, alas, my lord, you're not so strong, you scarcely have 2,000 men. There's 20,000 on the plain, stand rank and file on Cromdale. Thus the great Montrose did say, "Hieland man, show me the way, and I will over the hills this day, and I'll view the hawks of Cromdale." When the great Montrose upon them came, a second battle then began upon the hawks of Cromdale. The grand Mackenzie and Mackay, as Montrose they did espy, and they fought most valiantly upon the hawks of Cromdale. The Macdonalds they returned again, the Camerons did their standards join, Mackintosh played a bloody game upon the hawks of Cromdale. MacGregor's fought like lions bold, MacPherson's men could them control. MacLaughlin's fought like loyal souls upon the hawks of Cromdale. Claims, MacDougalls and MacNeil, so boldly as they took the field, made their enemies to yield upon the hawks of Cromdale. The Gordons boldly did advance, the Frasers fought with sword and lance, the Grahams bared their heads, they dance upon the hawks of Cromdale. The loyal Stuarts, Wayman, Montrose, so boldly set upon